When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is a huge day. You can sense the excitement. Yeah. Everybody knows it's a big day here in New York because it is primary day. Which is why all around New York, people are wearing stickers that say, "I forgot." Of course, I knew it was primary day ever since I read it on the prompter right there. This year, the election is just merely a sideshow to Donald Trump's legal problems, and he got plenty of them. Yesterday, the judge expanded the gag order in Trump's hush money case. It makes sense, because for me, the order goes, think about Trump, then gag. Now, specifically, specifically, the judge expanded the order to bar Trump from attacking his family members because last week, Trump went after the judge's daughter on Truth Social, and he got a lot of heat for this despicable personal attack. So he paused, listened to his critics, and launched another attack on the judge's daughter, this time with photos. First of all, what a tool. Second, how does he believe this is in any way going to help his case? It's like a baseball player walking up to the plate, hitting the umpire in the nuts with his bat. And then saying, "Your son is next." The DA and the judge are still fair targets for Trump, but the new order does now cover their families. Challenge accepted. Listen, folks, Judge Merchant's very overrated dog was seen digging in the garbage like a dog. Many people are also saying his cat, Mr. Whiskers, speaks a language no one has ever heard of before. He's clearly a secret agent for Chairman Meow. In order... I didn't even know I spoke Chinese. Look. In expanding the order, the judge cited recent attacks against his daughter and rejected Mr. Trump's arguments that his statements were core political speech. Yes, Donald Trump wants us to believe that attacking people's family members is somehow core political speech, but we know it is not. It's why JFK never said this.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask why your mama so fat.
Yeah. No one played the dozens like JFK. Unbelievable. Moving on to a civil fraud case. Yesterday, Trump put up a $175 million bond so he could appeal his $454 million judgment. He's been searching for weeks for someone to put up the cash, and he finally found a company to agree to it. Knight Specialty Insurance, which is run by its chairman and four-year-old who Freaky Friday'd with the CEO, Don Hanke. Hanke is kind of famous for taking on risky bets. In the insurance world, he's known as the king of subprime car loans. Yes, he's the king now, but one day the throne will return to its rightful heir, Lord Floppy Noodle. Hanke, we hail you, Lord. Hanke. Hanke explained why he put up the money, saying, "I heard that he needed a loan, and this is what we do." Yes, this is what they do. You know their slogan, "Turn down by the banky? Don't get so cranky. Call me Don Hanke." You'll say, "Why, thank you. Don, good luck with the case about the porn star Spanky." Spanky. Turn down, close enough. Ha 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 ha! Between the $175 million Trump put up in this case and the $91 million in the E. Jean Carroll case, Trump still somehow posted way less money this week than he lost on Wall Street. Because, reportedly, Truth Social just lost $4 billion in value in 1 week. I am actually surprised the Truth Social had value. The downturn happened after Truth Social posted a loss of $58 million in 2023. Coincidentally, Trump has just announced the release of the $58 million Kid Rock Ba Widda Ba Da Bang Da Bang Bible.
Yay.
It's got the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Declaration of Independence, and Kid Rock's family recipe for crystal meth. Not ba wa wa ba ba witty ba ba witty. Okay. It's not getting much better anytime soon. This morning, the stock opened at $48, which is a 39% plunge from the stock's high of $79.38 on March 26th. Truly an historic failure. No one has seen a loss this big since the Trump Taj Mahal, Trump Plaza Hotel, Trump Steaks, Trump Airlines, Trump University, and Trump, Eric. Of course, total loss, total write-off. Can't get insurance at this point. Of course, Trump has another way to hoover up some money. He put his cronies in charge of the RNC, including his daughter-in-law and 50-foot woman holding a giant novelty check, Lara Trump. Lara isn't just a bad fundraiser. She's also a terrible musician. You see, last year, she released a cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down that hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100 Ways to Torture Tom Petty's Ghost. Well, last week, Lara dropped a new single. Obviously, this is just bait to get folks like me to talk about her singing career on TV, and I refuse to miss my chance. Hit it, Jim.
Don't think, just jump.
Okay, that's enough. That's just fine, Jim. Because 4 words in, I think I'm ready to jump. Now, contrary to the will of God and the Geneva Convention, there is more.
Talking to that little girl, riding on the Pegasus. In this hurricane life, you still gotta spread your wings and fly.
Let me see if I got this straight. The little girl is riding on a Pegasus in a hurricane, and she also has her own wings that she will use to fly off the Pegasus and then later jump. It is that sort of crystal clear metaphor you get on a song that is credited to 4 lyricists.
Wow.
One to write the song, the other 3 to look up what time the bank opens so they can run and cash their checks. That song is titled Anything is Possible, and you know it's true. Anything is possible. For instance, it's possible to have a voice even auto-tune can't fix. Lara's song may be rough, but at least it had a brilliant marketing because she dropped the new music on the same day as Beyoncé. So sad. So sad that Beyoncé released country music on the same day that country music was strangled to death. There's hope for anyone in Mar-a-Lago forced to listen to that song because yesterday, the Florida Supreme Court approved a ballot measure to legalize recreational pot. That's right. Florida. Floridians out there tonight. Florida could soon have legal pot, which is why I want to issue a PSA to Floridians. Sup, Florida? I know smoking the reef dubs might sound cool and jazz, but before you're gonna legalize weed, I just hope you're prepared to spend a lot of time laughing with your friends.
I'm good.
Florida may be getting high, but Deutschland beat them to the pipe because yesterday, recreational cannabis became legal in Germany. Good for them! But you know, maybe they should have done it sooner. Imagine how the world would have been better if they'd done it in the 1930s. We could annex to Sudetenlands, or we could just blitzkrieg the Cinnabon. Now, this move makes Germany the biggest EU country to legalize marijuana possession. Now, personally, this is great for them, but I feel bad for Amsterdam. Up till now, they were Europe's pot dealer. You had to go all the way to their place, pretend to care about the canals. Right. Oh, it's like a road, but it's wet. Yeah. And then just say, look, man, I've been here for an hour. Can you just give me the weed? Germans rang in the news at midnight on Monday with thousands lighting celebratory joints at the Brandenburg Gate. It's the very first time it hasn't been terrifying to see a big group of Germans gathering together to burn down. Health Minister Karl Lauterbach also celebrated the new law, saying cannabis use already existed yesterday. Now it's exiting the taboo zone. Of course, the taboo zone, also Berlin's number one nightclub for group sex and angular dancing. We go to make the disco, yeah, yeah, yeah. We go to make the disco, yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys have never been to the taboo zone? Okay. Downstairs, knock. Little door. Oh, in biblical plague news, scientists are predicting that this spring, trillions of cicadas will descend on the U.S. in the biggest bug emergence in centuries. It is a nearly unprecedented event in entomological history. Or as 1 trillion cicadas might say, the sound guys love me. This year will be even buggier than ever because the cycles of the 13 and the 17-year cicada broods will overlap. Why cycles of that amount of time specifically? Well, researchers suggest periodical cicadas are less likely to be killed by predators that have 2 or 3 year life cycles by emerging on these prime numbered years, to which math teachers everywhere said, I guess prime numbers aren't so lame after all. What's your favorite class now? Still recess? Okay. As to the where of it all, while the two broods will span parts of 17 states, they'll overlap in a small portion of Illinois around Chicago. It's a phenomenon known as the bugs. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Savannah Guthrie.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest tonight is the co-anchor of the Today Show and NBC's chief legal correspondent. She's now written a new book called Mostly What God Does. Please welcome to The Late Show, Savannah Guthrie. That's lovely for spring. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so delighted I didn't trip.
Oh,
I was a little nervous.
So millions of people know you from seeing you daily on the Today Show, but I recently learned that your first TV gig was not as successful.
Well, I mean, it didn't go as planned. I started in Butte, Montana. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona. I had never lived away from home. And after I graduated college, I got a job in a television market, Butte, Montana, that was one of the smallest markets in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was hired sight unseen for the tidy sum of $13,000 a year. This is 25 years ago.
Sure.
I drove up. I brought all my stuff up there. I was my own camera person, my own editor. I would lug the stuff around. But I was excited because it's like, it was my big break. Like, I was Butte, Montana's Diane Sawyer.
You have been called.
For 10 days, when they called a staff meeting, which was like four people in the newsroom because it was so small, and they closed the station. So I was...
So you didn't lose your job. Everyone lost their job.
All four of us, yes, in the newsroom. Yes.
Wow.
And so I was devastated. I was like, you know, as kind of crappy as that job was, I was so lucky to get it. So I really thought right then and there, like, maybe this is it. I'm not going to do it. But I drove back home, tragically. And then I started sending tapes around again. Ended up getting another job in local news. And then a short 25 years later, here we are.
Well, one of the big stories about NBC and about NBC News recently was the hiring and firing of Ron McDaniel. He used to be the head of the RNC. And so my question for you is, why did you, Savannah Guthrie, personally make that decision to hire her?
I'm glad
And I want you to answer for your crimes. Why did you think that was the best idea?
I'm glad you've given me this platform.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can make this as boring as possible, this answer. You know, I do still work there. You know that, right?
Sure, yeah, I do.
Do you have any openings around here?
Yeah.
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 No, I mean, look, it was an unpleasant few days at our network, no question about
it. Did you know this was going to happen?
Absolutely not.
So there was no, like, company-wide email saying, oh, heads up, tomorrow we're going to announce this.
No. I was not in the know. I knew nothing about it. And look, the bosses made a decision. They reversed that decision. They acknowledged a mistake, and we moved on. And the only thing I'll say about it is, number one, I didn't have anything to do with it. But look, I think the instinct to try to have a diversity of opinions and a diversity of perspectives and voices as we cover an election is the right instinct. And it's complex, and it's made more complex by the politics that we have right now. But, you know, I went to law school. In law school, we learned that if you didn't engage the counterargument, if you didn't know what all sides were saying, your own position was quite weak. So I feel that, particularly in mainstream media, we need to include an array of voices. But there's a line, and the line is truth, the line is facts, and the line is you have to be someone upholding our democracy, and that's to me where the line is.
I don't know about you, but, I mean, I'm not a journalist, but I have been making jokes about this kind of stuff since 2000.
Yeah.
And this is the seventh presidential election that I've gone through. And aren't you always excited for the primaries? Because you get to meet all these new characters.
Yeah.
And there are all these surprises, you know, in this state or that caucus or something. And this year, I know you have to report it like you don't know, but it's kind of a fait accompli what's going to happen.
Well, do you think so? You know who's going to win the election?
No, the primaries were a fait accompli.
Oh, the primaries. I was like, wow, you should tell everyone if you know.
No, I mean, like, I always get excited for the primaries.
No, I know. We didn't get a primary season where there was this really tight race and you wondered, okay, who is going to prevail? Obviously, we have an incumbent president on the other side. Yep. It's not expected that would be a contested primary.
Yeah.
And now we have this rematch. I mean, it's like Hollywood. They just keep rebooting the same. It's always like we're getting the sequel.
Exactly.
But the sequel that perhaps most Americans didn't really want, but here we are. But look, it's a rematch, but we can't treat it like a replay or have an arrogance that we know exactly how it will go or that that the same forces will be at play. The world has changed in 4 years. And so I think as reporters, we have to cover it with curiosity, with curiosity about real humans. I mean, frankly, fewer talking heads would be a good thing. More reporting, more policy, more substance, that would be a good thing. I know these are idealistic notions, but I still have them, Stephen.
That's wonderful. We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Savannah Guthrie, everybody. Stick around.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the author of Mostly What God Does, Savannah Guthrie. Why write a book about God? Why was this something? Because I'm sure you've had many opportunities to write books. Why was this important for you to do? There is a book about God already.
Yes.
I don't know if you've read it. Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's for sale.
Yes.
Yes.
This is, hold on. This one is cheaper.
You know, the truth is, I didn't really want to write a book at all. And I certainly didn't want to write a book about God. But what's interesting is that, you know, my faith is really important to me, as I understand it is to you, too. And it's something that really thrills me and excites me and I'm passionate about. And when I was given the chance, I couldn't say no right away because I felt like I had something good to say about God and I just wanted to say it. I mean, the book is called Mostly What God Does and the rest of the sentence is Mostly What God Does is Love You and talk about idealistic notions, but also radical and transformative if actually believed.
How do you feel that in your life? Because sometimes that's a difficult thing for people to feel. Even people who love God may not feel God's love in return. They might feel it's unrequited.
Absolutely, and I think so many of us, I mean, we ask ourselves, like, am I a good person? What about, have I made bad decisions in my life? Is God like this scolding father figure always in judgment? Is some taskmaster or someone waiting to rain down calamity upon me if I don't do everything right? I think the God that I know and that I think is the God that exists is the one that loves us in spite of all of that. And it's hard to believe that sometimes. I mean, we live in a world that invites cynicism and despair. And I tried really hard not to ignore those questions because they've been real in my life. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a biblical scholar. I did go to Vacation Bible School and church camp.
You did?
Oh, yeah. So that's my credential. But, you know, what I learned about God happened mostly when I made mistakes, mostly from the disasters of my own making, mostly from being a real person with feet burning on the pavement, not being some great success and certainly no model or example of piety.
I want to ask you about this chapter on page 75. The name of the chapter is, grab that, it's called Spooning with God. And the obvious question here, is God the big spoon or the little spoon?
Well, Stephen, you'll have to buy the book, but he's a snuggler. No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, the funny thing about this book, that chapter, is it's all about this idea of trying to find rest and peace in prayer or meditation or whatever it is, something that is almost impossible for me to do. It may surprise you to know that I don't have a restful mind and I don't have a quiet voice. So the notion that you're going to sit there and wait for some reflection or to try to be in the presence of God does not come naturally to me. So I write about trying to create a visual like, hey, maybe it's me and God and we're like sitting on a sofa and maybe our elbows are touching and I'm like, no, that's like an awkward first date. And then I tried to visualize like, well, maybe if we like, maybe I'm just like laying here and then God is like right there. And then I'm like, I don't want a spoon with God. So that's what it's really about. But the idea is, how can we put our minds at rest? I've lost you, haven't I? Yes.
I don't want a spoon with God. What if I fart?
He loves you. Mostly what he does is love even that, Stephen. No, but the whole chapter is, I don't want a spoon with God either. Oh. But I think he wants to spoon with us.
Probably. He's very generous that way.
Yeah.
Savannah, lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for having me.
The book Mostly What God Does is available now. Savannah Guthrie, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.